Spend your afternoon with Relebo Gilemabotja on 702. Let's walk the talk.
7 minutes to 2 o'clock as we jump into our Belief Matters feature. Part one happened last week as we're speaking to Mo Flavor from 947 around the process he had to go through in changing his surname to his father's surname, and specifically around him being a man. So we're joined by historian and founder of Docipedia, Mohaile Mohashwa, to talk to us about the cultural practices that are required and their significance. Mohaile, thank you so much for coming back to chat to us. Mohaile, so this specific conversation of changing your surname to your father's, but specifically Ge Ole Monna, and as Mo Flavor explained to us that in the case of himself, because he had already lobolad, that also not only did he get his father's surname, he got a name, the wife got a new name and new surname, the children as well. Can you talk to us about these cultural practices, why they are so important? Why is it important if you are raised with mama's surname or your stepfather's surname, that now when you go back to your biological father, why is it important that you do these cultural practices?
What makes it important, Relebogile, is that you have been raised by a maternal clan, and now to cross the floor, there must be recognition of the effort to raise you towards the maternal clan by the paternal clan. Even if it's just you, the child, doing the whole thing for your own well-being, it must come forth as an effort by the paternal people, because the maternals have done all the work to make a man out of you. And today you've grown up and been able to marry a woman and start a family. It is effort that must be appreciated. So all these rituals we do are in recognition of the effort that was put by your mother's people.
So even in that, the process of damages being paid, it doesn't matter if the person is 45 or 60 years old. The biological father's side of the family, they still need holukisa. So what is that taba that needs to be addressed? Why is it still relevant when this grown man is making a decision for himself that damages must be paid?
It doesn't matter how old you are. What happens is a family's walls have been breached by your father. And then to add the salt to the wound, he ran away, right? That's the double whammy. So we have to observe the whole process of the damages, the tinyekelo or inkaulo, and then once the apologizing process has been observed, we must go to the item of thanking them, and the homo can be put in terms of monetary format and say maybe, well, we want 10,000 or whatever. It's not like makhadi, but it's, we just call it homo ya ngwana.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then we do the homo ya ngwana thing, and then the crossover happens where that process involves two goats. The one goat will be slaughtered by your paternal people at your mother's home, and then they let you go with two elders from the mom's home to the father's home. When we get to the other side, another goat must go down to welcome you on the other side. It is through that goat that names can now be issued. Through the blood of that goat, names can be given to people. Say names can be changed.
And at this point, the thought is that now your ancestors recognize you. But here's my question. What were my ancestors doing all along when I was not carrying Nele Tang? I just want to understand.
While you're growing up and you are just with your mother's people, your paternal people, in fact, do try to come close, but overly this Muvango thing taking place. And then you'll see a whole lot of people going through rituals.
I don't know,
in my life. It is your father's people trying to come close, but those maternal saying, no, you didn't come and fix the thing, so don't even think about it.
Mm.
That is why they must come properly through the front door with the goat to apologize.
Mm.
And then the homo, young one, the homo just represents what we spend in raising you as the maternal clan.
Mm.
So we can't equate it to the amount of money we spend in raising you, but it's just a gesture to say,
yes,
we know you've done all the work, and homo is supposed to cover all that.
So what then, we will do the next time, Mogaile, is that we will actually talk about those kids who have been adopted, that you don't know your family tree, your roots. We must have that conversation the next time you come through. Thank you so much.